Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. Every week, he takes what happens in the news and explains how it affects you and your real estate. Brad is a licensed California real estate broker and general contractor with over four decades of experience in real estate sales, construction, and property management. Real Talk is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00905326. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production.
Welcome to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey, broadcasting from the formerly free state of California. And happy Easter weekend, for the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. And don't forget that that's the reason for this break from school and break from our lives, is to remember that Jesus Christ died for our sins so that we would have a chance for everlasting life. I think it's important we always think about that. We also should thank God for this rain that we just got and the rain we're going to be getting. Once again, we've had a normal rainfall year, despite the left telling us that we wouldn't have any more normal rainfall years. Remember that in 2022, before we had the big rainfall year in 2023, they were saying this is the largest, longest drought California's ever had, and that we should expect the droughts to last again forever. And of course, it didn't last. It did exactly what California weather has done since they have water records, since 1895. And we found that it's been pretty similar pattern with no major changes in the 100-plus years that we've recorded California weather, despite the left painting it as something different. But that's what they do. That's the rules that they like to impose on us. It's been a pretty interesting week in the news. This week, the PUC, California PUC, finally put out their proposed rules for how they're going to raise your electric rates, the flat fee that we're going to pay based on income. We'll talk about that. Of course, we had an election this month. If you remember that, that was on March 5th. We had a primary election. Then we had another election. Then we're going to have another election in May, just because of the bizarre way that our system is set up. And we still don't have the full election results from the March 5th election. But everybody should be perfectly comfortable with mail-in ballots and ballots coming in, and then it takes 20 and 30 days to count the votes. You should have no concerns about the fairness of the election just because it takes a long time. With all the modern technology we have, just takes a long time to count the votes. Don't worry. It's all fair. All's fair and square. They'll get you the results pretty soon. You'll have those results. And of course, last week we woke up Monday morning, and the first thing I saw in several news stories is, I wonder which Trump assets will be seized first. Are they going to seize property in New York first? They should go after his bank accounts immediately. We're hoping today they freeze all of Trump's bank accounts. Won't that be fun if they freeze all the money that Trump has? This is what the news was at 6 o'clock in the morning, California time, about they can't wait to see which assets Letitia James gets to take from President Trump. I'm sorry, former President Trump running for re-election. This is going to be the nail in his coffin. And then there were near tears about an hour later when an appellate court ruled that no, he did not have to post nearly a $500 million bond, one of the largest bonds ever been required to be posted in history, and that they reduced it to $175 million, which is still a massive bond for something that should have never been charged and should have never been a trial that never should have happened. And that Trump was going to be able to have the money to do it. Boy, did that let the wind out of their sails. The never Trumpers, the I hate Trump, they were, oh, we had him. We had him. And look, not only to get away with that, his Truth Social merges with another company and he makes $3 billion. He has, Teflon Don has escaped to fight another day, and the left hates it. I don't understand the Trump derangement syndrome. I really don't. I have friends who have it. Anything that he does or says, they absolutely hate him and makes them hate him more. They can't analyze anything on a rational level. It's purely emotional, and that's sad. But he lives on, and he continues to fight. And what was really funny is listening to some of the reasons that the left don't care about this massive so-called fraud trial that he lost, the one in which the judge found him guilty first and then held a trial to see how much money he could take from him. That's exactly what happened. Third world country stuff. This is absolutely insane. But you have so-called comedians like Jon Stewart, who had been off air but came back on air just for the campaign season so he can get out and bash Trump. And Jon Stewart said that that was not a victimless crime, that inflating your assets on a balance sheet that are then reviewed by banks and insurance companies that then make their own evaluations as part of a negotiation, he said that that is truly fraud and it's not victimless, even though everybody got paid and nobody lost anything and there was no victim. He says the victim is the American people. And understand this, comrades. Do you want to know why you are victims? Because Trump was able to borrow money, build buildings, and get insurance on his buildings at reasonable rates? You're victims because Trump got money and there's not unlimited supply of money. Therefore, when Trump got money to build something and when Trump got a fair insurance rate on his property, you didn't get money, because there's not enough to go around and the banks couldn't loan you any money. Got that, comrades? You were the victims. That's why the state had to sue, because by Trump getting money so that he could build stuff, he took the money away from you and you couldn't borrow it because he already had it. That's leftist logic all day long in all sources, everywhere it goes. That is how the left thinks. And when you hear it, you just scratch your head and go, what is wrong with these people? Speaking of insurance, I was going to talk about it last week, but I got tied up in the real estate proposed settlement, and we'll talk a little bit more about that proposed settlement today. There's a few things left, but the insurance market in California is absolutely insane. Everyone knows it. Everyone who's renewing policies is finding out that it's insane. We'll talk today about what you can do to help ensure that you can get insurance. Again, understand that this is because Proposition 103, that the voters passed, that was supposed to limit insurance increases in California, set up this bizarre board and an insurance commissioner that tell the insurance companies what rate they can charge before they provide insurance. And so they're finding that they can't profitably provide insurance in California and some other states, and they can't go through the regulatory hoops, and they don't feel safe doing business in California. I wonder why. What would make people feel like a leftist, communist-controlled state would try to seize assets or do anything like that? You know that couldn't happen in America. No one would seize political enemies or businesses' assets in America. Oh, wait, think of Trump. Maybe they could do that. So anyway, we'll talk about insurance in California. What are the options on that? California budget, of course, the lawmakers are saying it's probably only $40 billion deficit, but the analyst is saying it's $72 billion, but it could be an even bigger deficit than that. They're not counting all the other things that are out there in the budget that are really even greater than that $70 billion. But that's okay, because they're creating a smoke and mirrors budget where they're claiming to not have to raise any taxes. They're going to spend a little bit of their rainy day fund, and they're going to postpone spending money till a few years in the future, because magically in the future, there'll be a lot more money coming in. It'll just happen because California is so good, comrades. This is the system of government everyone wants. It'll create more jobs and more people in the near future, despite everything that's else going on. So look the other way. The budget will be passed. They'll pretend it's balanced. They'll be balancing it on the future with borrowed money, and it won't work. And of course, Monday, we have the new $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. Yep, effective Monday, there's a $20 an hour minimum wage, but nobody knows for sure who it really affects. And again, this is the bureaucracy of California. This is the mess of our legislature. Several businesses, ice cream parlors, for example, are saying we're not certain if we're subject to this $20 minimum wage. So where do they go? They go to the Labor Commission to ask the Labor Commission for guidance. Do we have to start paying $20 an hour on April 1st? The Labor Commission will not give any specific answer to any specific business. The Labor Commission says that you should call the SEIU. the ones they negotiated the $20 an hour wage with, the state employees union. You should call them and ask them for guidance. But here's an 18-point checklist that says whether you may or may not be subject to this. And that same labor commission tells the employees of these businesses that if you feel you should have been paid $20 an hour and you weren't, you should file a complaint with the labor commission and we will go after your employer. Yes, California comrades, this is insane. They've created a commission to tell people what they can get paid, how much they can get paid, but they won't tell them who is exempt from paying that wage and who isn't, although they recently carved out more businesses from paying that $20 an hour, specialty carve-outs for certain businesses. They won't tell the rest of the people what they do, and they tell their employees, if you feel like you were cheated, you can go after them. The labor commission, the state will come get you. But don't worry, business owners. The Labor Commission takes between 2 and 3 years to investigate these labor complaints, so you probably won't get fined until 3 years down the road, and they won't threaten to take your business away for another 2 or 3 years if you've made a mistake because they can't clarify what the law means. Not to worry, comrades. The state has this. They're on top of everything, and you're in good hands with the state of California, but not State Farm, because State Farm is pretty much pulling out of California. First, they said no new policies. Now they're canceling 70,000 policies on renewals. So, you're in good hands with the state of California. In the same time, on a federal level, all of the Democrat senators and assembly senators and congressmen are encouraging the Biden administration to fast track all new regulatory laws. They're afraid that Trump will win, and they want to introduce as much regulation as possible, set long-term goals and rules in effect before a potential Trump administration, without any legislative action, just do it through the regulatory basis, make the most crazy laws, even beating Europe for the things that you can and can't do. That will happen, and that's what they want. And then when we talk about the electric rates that are coming, we have to talk about natural gas, because Berkeley, the first city in California to ban natural gas in new construction, lost in court. And we'll talk about what that means to us in terms of homeowners and why the court said, the 9th District Court said, that they can't ban natural gas in homes. But we'll talk about that after the break. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk. I'll be right back after this short break. Our children today are subjected to incredible challenges, things we never imagined when I was growing up. The internet and social media, cell phones that are able to take instant pictures that can be shared and never taken back, the indoctrination of children by our schools and society into sexual stimulation and into sexualization, in some cases leading to gender dysphoria.
This isn't a political problem. This isn't, a social problem. It's not even exactly a moral problem. This is evil incarnate. This is evil in our kids' ears, leading them to death. Because the other thing you need to know is that 40% of kids who transition commit suicide.
Hannah and Brynit need our help. Our community needs our help. If you're interested in learning more, go to my website, realtalkbrad.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
My wife and I use the MyPillow products. They're reasonably priced. They're made in America. Please help support this patriot and our show. Go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brad for huge discounts on all of his products. You have heard me talking about Brynit and Visalia for the past several months. Brynit helps young adults to navigate through these troubling times with biblical-based discussion about health and sexuality. Please join me and Visalia at 5:30 p.m. on April 18th at their spring fundraiser with special guest speaker Lori Perry. This will be an eye-opening experience for all who attend. Admission is free, but seating is limited. To find out more about this event and to make a reservation, go to brynit.com.
How should you go about choosing your mortgage lender? Why does it matter? The answer is customization. Everybody's needs are different. Customization is key, and at Vero Mortgage, you are why they exist. Vero specializes in conventional loans, refinance loans, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. That means you have access to a customized mortgage solution from Vero Mortgage, and all right here in the Central Valley. Underwriters from Vero Mortgage are in-house and local throughout Central California, with offices in Visalia, Hanford, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo. Contact Jeremy Engel at Vero Mortgage today. Apply online at jeremyengel.com. Local, in-house, customized mortgage solutions are available to access now. You can reach Jeremy Engel at 559-734-5000. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey. If you missed part of today's show and all my shows are available, so you can download them and listen at your pleasure at realtalkbrad.com. And I had several realtors reach out to me this week asking where they could get the podcast, because they wanted to hear about the proposed settlement that NAR is doing from my standpoint. That is greatly going to affect our real estate industry. So let them know too, realtalkbrad.com. If your friends ask, if you want to know what does that settlement mean to real estate agents and brokers and the consumers. And again, three things I'd like to stress about that proposed settlement. Number one, it won't lower home prices. Number two, it'll make it harder for buyers to buy a home, especially first-time home buyers. And number three, it's going to force lenders to change their guidelines. I mean, those are the three things you must know. And interestingly enough, I've started to see articles this week that instead of saying how great this is a wonderful thing. We finally ended the 6% commission, the standard commission, which there is no such thing and there hasn't been for the 40 years I've been in the business. But we've ended it. We're starting to see articles that say, wait a minute, this proposed settlement may not be good for consumers. People are starting to realize that first-time home buyers may have a very difficult time, harder than it even is already to buy a house. So again, you can get the podcast, listen at your pleasure. And thank you for supporting my sponsors. I really appreciate it. Again, and wonderful Easter week. My wife says that sometimes when I talk about the news that it's a little bit of a downer, that it's kind of depressing, the things that are going on in our fallen world. So remember, on Easter week is a good time to get a relationship with Christ, because there is good news. It may not be that our world is falling faster and faster, but there's hope for us as individuals in our relationship with God. Just want to put that in so I'm not always a downer. Again, we were talking before the break about new laws that are taking effect. So in 2022, when California passed their budget, they put in a budget trailer bill, a spending bill regarding electric rates. And they threw it into the bill in 2022, kind of last minute. It's this legislation nobody sees, and it went through, and it's this wonderful concept they had. So the PUC, California PUC, has said that if we keep adding solar to our grid, that the cost of electricity will become so astronomical that people can't afford to pay it, and they're going to have to do something different, because the rich people are getting solar, but the poor are not, and it's pushing the electric bills through the roof. So they snuck in this little thing telling the PUC that they must get a flat rate electric charge added to the bills by July of 2024. So when they did this in the summer of 2022, nobody was really paying attention. But now it's almost July of 2024, and people are howling, saying, wait a minute, what are you going to do? What are you going to charge me? How come you're charging me? What is this charge supposed to be? And so they took proposals for the last 6 months from the industry itself, from PG&E, Southern California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric. They took proposals from consumer advocate groups. They took proposals that they themselves put in. And these ranged from flat fees starting at $5. That's what some California legislators want based on the lowest income, to as high as $178 per month for people earning over $400,000 a year in California. Some of the issues with the law that they passed, not forgetting, you know, these numbers where they are, is that they gave the utility companies no ability to have any idea what anybody's actually earning, no ability to look at your income. You would simply do like a stated income loan. How much do you earn? $10,000 a year. Okay, comrade, you pay $5 a month. How much do you earn? I earn $400,000. Okay, comrade, you pay $178 a month. I mean, there was no way for them to know what they're doing. So it wasn't built into the Budget Act law. And so they're kind of blind about what they're going to do. And again, consumers are already complaining about their electric bills, and now I've got solar, and you're telling me I'm going to have to pay $178 a month, even though I have solar, even though I produce all my own electricity. How is this going to work, right? This is the battle that was going on. Our dysfunctional legislature, even though it has one-party control, still could not come up with their own number, which they want it to be between $5 and $25 per month. But the CPUC has come up with their proposal this week for what that flat fee charge will be. That flat fee charge will be $6 per month for customers who are already under the CARE Act. So if you've signed up based on your income for something called the CARE Act, your base charge will be $6. No matter how much electricity you use or don't use, it's $6 to start with. That's the lowest one. The next one is $12. That's for people who live in public assisted housing, where it's a tax break was given to the owner of the apartments. They'll pay a minimum of $12 a month, starting at $12. Then they'll get their electric bill. And then everybody else will pay $24.15 a month as a upcharge on your electric in addition to whatever you use. So this is the proposal. They haven't adopted it yet, but this is where the final number looks like it's going to be. So most people will pay roughly $24.15 for the electricity. On the other side of that, because the purpose of charging this flat fee to make sure the utility companies have enough money to keep the power on, they're going to reduce the cost in the upper tiers of electricity. So right now I pay 54 cents a kilowatt hour between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock at night. When the sun's not shining so brightly and people start turning on all their lights and all their power, that's the high demand. And I pay 54 cents a kilowatt hour. Under this new proposal, I'll pay an automatic $24.15 per month. And my peak demand use price will go down to about 49.5 cents a kilowatt hour, comrades. Still the highest electric rate in the nation. But it will go down slightly, 8% to 9%. That's the proposal, and that's what they're doing. That's their first step in charging you extra money. And I've said all along that the PUC is right, that if they don't start doing something, utility rates will go higher. The California PUC predicted that we'd be at 60 cents a kilowatt hour by 2030. We're almost there already. It's not even 2025. And in their latest analysis, they say we will still be at 60 cents a kilowatt hour by 2025. So this is the cost of that free, cheap, green energy, is that it triples your electric rate. That's the truth of it, folks. But you know, you have to understand, if you're saving the planet, what difference does it really make? Right? I mean, you're saving the planet by using the solar and the batteries and all those things. So don't complain. There's no reason to even worry about it. If you save the planet, California comrades, just because you can't afford to cool your house, don't worry about it. Also, we have the leftists who don't even like this fact that they're reducing the rate on top of adding the additional fee, because they say if they reduce that rate from 54 cents to 49.5 cents a kilowatt hour, that people will use too much power because they have that basic $24 and they say, I'm going to darn well use it. And they're afraid the grid will collapse and fail because we're not producing enough power right now for the things they're doing. So you got it, comrades. We're not producing enough power yet with all this free, clean, green energy that tripled our electric bills. The flat rate fee might encourage you to use more power and there's not enough power. But this is the way we do it in California. This is why things are crazy, and this is why we're worried about what's going on, is these rules that they impose on us and the ultimate cost to us in doing this. So that's where it is right now. If you want to know what's going to happen to your electric bill, that will probably be real close to that, what they actually approve and accept. So it's not a massive burden, but it's still, if you've got 100% of your power produced, now you're going to pay $300 a year more for your electric bill to help offset the massive cost of the green energy coming into our market. So that's all you need to know about your upcoming solar bill. We also said about insurance. I was going to talk about it last week, but I got stuck in the realtor settlement. There will be changes in the insurance market, or you won't be able to get homeowners insurance. I mean, we're already getting close to that point. I get calls every day now from people saying my insurance company's not renewing. My insurance jumped from $1,100 to $1,800 for my homeowner's insurance. I'm having a hard time finding any insurance at all for my apartment buildings. What am I going to do? Again, this is because of Prop 103 that the voters passed, setting up this Byzantine amount of regulation that insurers must have, must go through, all these hoops they have to jump through to charge the rate that it actually costs to insure in California. So when we come back from this break, we'll talk about insurance costs, about interest rates, and what's going on in the market. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk, and I'll be back after this short break. Our children today are subjected to incredible challenges, things we never imagined when I was growing up. The internet and social media, cell phones that are able to take instant pictures that can be shared and never taken back, the indoctrination of children by our schools and society into sexual stimulation and into sexualization, in some cases leading to gender dysphoria.
I have this book called Who Are You? And this book is a book that is stocked in every kindergarten that uses the Prevention Plus curriculum. It goes all through how, speaking to 4 and 5 year olds, it goes all through how, you know, when you were born, your adults made a guess about whether you were a girl or a boy. But that's something that only you can know for yourself.
Hannah and Brynit need our help. Our community needs our help. If you're interested in learning more, go to my website, realtalkbrad.com.
Right now, it's your tomorrow. Right now, it's everything. Like the old song says, right now is the right time. Right now, if you're looking for a customized mortgage loan solution to meet your needs, Vero Mortgage specializes in offering conventional loans, refinance loans, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. Right now is the best time in the world to make it happen, and Vero Mortgage makes it easy online. And they're also local. Underwriters from Vero Mortgage are in-house and local throughout Central California, with offices in Visalia, Hanford, and San Luis Obispo. Contact Jeremy Engel at Vero Mortgage today. Apply right now at jeremyengel.com or give Vero Mortgage a call. You can reach Jeremy right now at 559-734-5000. The time to call Vero Mortgage is right now. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244800.
You have heard me talking about Brynit and Visalia for the past several months. Brynit helps young adults to navigate through these troubling times with biblical-based discussion about health and sexuality. Please join me in Visalia at 5:30 p.m. on April 18th at their spring fundraiser with special guest speaker Lori Perry. This will be an eye-opening experience for all who attend. Admission is free, but seating is limited. To find out more about this event and to make a reservation, go to brynit.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
My wife and I use the MyPillow products. They're reasonably priced. They're made in America. Please help support this patriot in our show. Go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brad for huge discounts on all of his products.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey. If you missed part of today's show and most of my shows, at least back to 2020, are available so you can listen at your pleasure at realtalkbrad.com. You can download them, listen whenever you want, or wherever you get your podcast, iHeartMedia. There's about 4,000 people that regularly listen via download versus on the air, and lots of them send me emails, and some of them that listen, I wonder why they listen, because they don't really like me. They don't like conservative viewpoints, and they send me emails to rub things in, you know, to try to put a little salt in the wound. Whenever they think something bad is going on for conservatives, they like to send me that email and say, see this. And this week's email of the week was, Mike Lindell got evicted from his building. My pillow is gone. My pillow will no longer be manufacturing. This is the wacko that supported the theory that there was something wonky about the 2020 election. Ha, 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 ha. That's what basically, you know. I'm shortening this, keeping the swear words out and all the lengthy discussion that was in the email. Mike Lindell did not go out of business. Mike Lindell is not going out of business. Mike Lindell had moved out of that building months ago and had sublet that building to another tenant. The other tenant did not stay in the building. The other tenant was moving out of the building and had basically vacated it. And that tenant that was subletting, the landlord said they didn't want to continue the agreement. And the cleanest way to end all of the lease agreement, since Mike Lindell was no longer there and he didn't want Mike Lindell to be the landlord subleasing, was to simply get a court order where they evicted and said, it's done, the lease is over, we're finished. And that is the story behind it. Mike Lindell is still in business. Mike Lindell still makes my pillows, my slippers, Giza sheets, and all those things. And I do appreciate you supporting us by buying things from Mike Lindell. So sorry, haters. Mike Lindell didn't die yet. Trump didn't die yet. They're still out there fighting and working and doing things that Americans do in a free economy and in a free world. But not too long if the regulators get their way. So just had to bring you up to date on that. And again, thank you for supporting my sponsors. Of course, again, I have to mention this is Easter weekend, Easter Sunday. He is risen. And that's wonderful news. The churches tell us that Sunday, Easter Sunday, is their best attended day all year, followed second by Christmas. So I'm sure lots of you will be going to church, and I hope if you don't have a close relationship with Christ that you use that as a time to start renewing that relationship, because these are truly troubled times. So I was talking before the break about insurance and what's going on with the people calling me. They're losing their insurance. So again, short history, Californians passed something called Proposition 103 that set up a board with an insurance commissioner that tells the insurance companies how much they can charge you for your insurance. And basically that commission and board has made it almost impossible for an insurer to raise their rates. And what's really hit hardest, they'll tell you it's climate change. They, meaning the leftists, will say climate change is what has caused this whole thing because it made more frequent fires. Not true, because blah, 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 right? The droughts, this is climate change, the flooding that we had. Climate change caused that, even though all these things have happened before, even though the forest fires are bad forest management, and we know it, and now even the left is admitting it. But add that, those are certainly factors in it, that the forests have not been maintained, so the forests are starting to burn bigger and cause more damage. But add to this that in 2019, if I was building a house, my hard construction cost, exclusive of permits, because the permits are so different in every community, what the cost of the impact fees on this and the impact fees on that, my hard building costs were probably $75 a square foot, meaning a 1,000-square-foot house cost me about $75,000 to build, then throw in the lot, then throw in the impact fees and the building permit fees and everything else. If I look at that same house today, build that same 1,000-square-foot house, my hard building cost for it is more like $125,000 or $140,000, okay? So my hard building cost has almost doubled. It hasn't quite, but it's almost doubled. So if you're insuring that property, and you're insuring that if that property burns down and has to be replaced, your cost of replacement has nearly doubled, making the risk that much greater for the insurer. California comrades, we know what's happened to house prices in California, the most expensive in the nation. The median is, I mean, we're beating everywhere except Hawaii, I believe, and probably parts of downtown New York. But nonetheless, so this cost of replacing a house that has burned down has become astronomical. And the length of time it takes to rebuild the house because of the regulation and all of those things. So insurance rates should have doubled simply for that risk alone. The cost of your fire policy, the rates should have doubled simply for that fact. But the insurance commissioner and the Byzantine way in which they must apply for it, and then there's groups that are paid to protest every increase in insurance costs and don't allow them to increase their costs, are causing the insurers to say, look, this is how many policies we have. This is how much money we have at risk. And we don't have enough dollars that if there is a major forest fire, or if there is a higher than usual loss, we don't have enough money in reserves to pay the losses. So what do you do when you don't have enough reserves? If you can't raise your rates, you have to quit doing business in those states, California being one of them. And so that's what's going on with the insurance. They couldn't gradually raise it. Now they're at a point where they haven't been able to gradually raise it, where the costs have gone up so astronomical. Remember, President Biden says the prices haven't really gone up. It's just a figment of your imagination. I heard them say just last week that almost everything I buy has gone down in price. And I wonder what world they're living in. But anyway, the cost of rebuilding has become greater. So what can you do to make sure your house is more insurable? If you're near a fire-prone area, of course, you need to do everything you can to make your house fire-resistant, to keep it cleaned up and back. You need to look at your metal roofs. You need to look at all of those things that make your house a lot less likely to burn if there is a fire. I mean, that's simple, but if you're not in a fire-prone area, what if you're just here in the city and you're having trouble? Number one, they're looking at roofs. Is your roof in good condition? Number two, they're looking, are you maintaining your house? They are taking pictures of your house to make sure that you don't have trash and debris in your property. They're making sure that you as an owner are being responsible and taking care of your house. I mean, they used to be canceling houses because they had shake roofs that were more fire prone, and if they had an old shake roof, there were insurers that simply wouldn't insure with a shake roof because of the potential of fire and because of the potential of roof leaks. Well, now it's even composition shingle roofs or any roof. If they look at your roof and it's 30 years old and it looks like it's at the end of its life, even though it's not a fire risk, they're afraid you're going to make an insurance claim on it. So they are canceling those policies, not renewing them. They're not canceling. They're just not offering you a renewal. So you need to make sure that your roof is in good condition. If you have trees and brush that are on your property, they're not renewing your insurance. So you need to make sure that you've trimmed your trees, that you've cleaned them up, you've kept them back off of your roof, those kinds kinds of things. I mean, those are the only things that you can do. That's the only thing in your control are the things that are on your property. So those are the things that you must do if you want to get insurance. The FAIR plan, which is the California Insurer of Last Resort, which is paid for by the insurance companies to set up somewhere where you can go. It doesn't cover everything. It's now covering three times more houses than it was ever designed to cover. Insurance is a mess. And what does our legislature do? They get together with Governor Newsom and they pass a $6.5 billion bond called Proposition 1 that's going to change how we handle the homeless. Yes, this is their priority. We're going to do more for the homeless. Give us $6.5 billion. And we're going to take away local control of what happens and we'll take control. This is the state of California, comrades. This is what they do. Okay, interest rates are still in the 7% range. They got below 7%, but they're pushing back to 7%. You might be able to get a 6.75 30-year fixed right now. It's definitely starting to affect the market, though. 2 years of high rates, and we're finally starting to see some inventory come back onto the market, and we're starting to see some reluctance of the buyers to buy. They're starting to slow down just a little bit. For the first 2 years, everybody still had money. There was still lots of pent-up demand. People were still buying. But we are definitely starting to see a slowing of the number of buyers, and we're seeing properties stay on the market longer and longer. I mean, that's the truth of it. We're just about through the first quarter. I'll have some numbers next week. But that's what I'm seeing in the market, is not nearly the buyer activity, not nearly the number of showings that we had at this time last year. Interest rates are finally starting to affect the market in terms of slowing it down and taking it back towards what would be considered a more normal market, where it doesn't sell in 10 days. So that's what's happening in the market. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk, the right side of real estate, and I'll be right back after this break. Rising interest rates have changed the market. Property owners still need loans, and they need somebody they can trust to assist them with their loans. Internet lenders make the process seem so simple. Just push a few buttons and give them some information, and here is your loan. They always promise to have the best rates and terms. How do you know this is true? When people call me about a purchase loan, a refinance, a second mortgage, a VA loan, or an FHA loan, I tell them to call Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. With offices in Fresno, Visalia, and San Luis Obispo, Vero can give you personal service and will answer all of your questions to make sure that the loan you get is right for you. You can reach Jeremy at 559-734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800. Our children today are subjected to incredible challenges, things we never imagined when I was growing up. The internet and social media, cell phones that are able to take instant pictures that can be shared and never taken back, the indoctrination of children by our schools and society into sexual stimulation and into sexualization, in some cases leading to gender dysphoria.
This isn't a political problem. This isn't, a social problem. It's not even exactly a moral problem. This is evil incarnate. This is evil in our kids' ears, leading them to death. Because the other thing you need to know is that 40% of kids who transition commit suicide.
Hannah and Brynit need our help. Our community needs our help. If you're interested in learning more, go to my website, realtalkbrad.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
My wife and I use the MyPillow products. They're reasonably priced. They're made in America. Please help support this patriot and our show. Go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brad for huge discounts on all of his products.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. If you missed part of today's show and all my shows are available so you can download and listen at your pleasure at realtalkbrad.com or iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen in at your pleasure. Skip the parts you don't like. Skip the ads, I guess, if that's how you like to listen. But whatever you like to do, they're there for you to listen in. And again, thank you for supporting my sponsors. That's how we stay on air. That's how capitalism works, is that people pay so that they can hear the voices that they want to hear on air. And I appreciate you keeping me on air. I've been on air since 1988 now. Seems like it was just yesterday that we started doing Real Talk, but since 1988. And I've been in business for over 40 years now in California. Started in business in California in real estate and construction in 1978. Again, time flies when you're having fun. And I tell my listeners, those of you that don't know me, I am a Christ follower and a Sabbath keeper. Sabbath is Saturday. It's never been changed. It's always been Saturday. It's not just a Jewish thing. It is what the Bible says. It's okay if you go to church on Sunday. That's the first day of the week, and I won't hold it against you. But truly, if you read the Bible, you'll understand that the Ten Commandments say, keep the Sabbath holy. So I am a Sabbath keeper. I try to never work on Saturdays, and I try not to make anyone else work because of me on a Saturday. So I've been very grateful since COVID that I've been recording my show instead of doing it live on air on a Saturday. So it's pre-recorded and sent in, recorded on Fridays, and I'm really happy with that. That's not as good because I can't take the callers, which often have interesting questions, but it's been fun to do it that way. And of course, in today's show, we talked about some major things that are happening in California, in the nation. The California Public Utilities Commission is going to change the way you're billed for your electricity. Most of you are going to start paying an additional $25 a month, $24.15 in July. That's if it goes through the hearing the way it is right now. And I believe that it will. I believe that's their final compromise. That's where they're going to set it. It won't change very much from that. And that's what will go up. But you'll get a slight reduction down to about 49 or 50 cents a kilowatt hour in the time you use your electricity the most, which is between 4 and 8 o'clock. And that slight reduction won't offset your bill very much. Let me tell you, I doubt it will offset the $25 you're paying. It might offset it by $10. We'll see what happens. I have my solar in, so I'll watch it and track it to see what happens. But the other energy news is that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, we used to call them the Ninth Circus, because they are the most often overturned by the Supreme Court in the United States. The Ninth Circuit, which is the leftist court from California, and they made a ruling in the last week, which is very interesting. We did not expect it, but we're starting to see rulings we don't expect from the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, because during the last Trump presidency, Trump appointed more than a third of the justices on the Ninth Circuit. So it used to be that if you got a case before the Ninth Circuit, that the odds that the three justices that would hear the case were left-leaning Democrats were astronomical, because out of however many there are, only 10% of them were conservatives with conservative values and constitutional values, as opposed to trying to change the Constitution through judicial action. And now that ratio has dropped back to closer to 50-50. The number of leftists versus conservatives. That was one thing Trump did, was appointed a lot of judges. So Berkeley banned an all new construction. The contractors cannot put gas lines in them, can't put gas in. And they got sued by the Restaurant Association. The Restaurant Association basically said, you're limiting our choices. You're telling us what kind of appliances we can and can't use. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that and said, that's correct. You are. You're essentially banning gas appliances, and you don't have the power to do that. You cannot ban gas appliances. That's stoves, that's heaters, all of those things. You don't have the power to ban them. So Berkeley is now meeting and going to have a new ordinance, and they're going to remove that ordinance. They're going to allow you again to build using natural gas. If the leftists in Berkeley actually want to use natural gas, they can. They can cook with a gas stove, and they will all be good. But that also means that the other 7 or 8 counties and cities that have adopted similar legislation are going to have to, before they get sued, quickly reverse their ordinances. So it is a win for having clean burning natural gas as an alternative. So here's where the left will go with it next. The next step they will go is they'll go to Air Pollution Control Board, and they'll have the Air Pollution Control Board determine that gas appliances create so much indoor pollution by burning with that stove on that it's killing people in the houses, and they will use the Air Pollution Control Boards to ban your gas appliances. So it's a brief victory, but it's very brief in California because the leftists hate gas and oil. They hate free, cheap power. Well, not free, but cheap power. I know natural gas is not free. Compared to electricity, it is free, though. So that's what's going on with the natural gas regulations. On the other side of the coin, again, I told you that the Democrats are fast-tracking regulation. They're fast-tracking all regulation while Biden is still in office, while President Biden is there, because they're beginning to fear he may not make it. I think they'll do a surprise in August and try to throw in another candidate. I'm still not discounting that. They may throw President Biden under the bus in August. They'll do anything they have to stay in power. But they're starting to panic a little bit, so they're pushing regulations as fast as they can. Regulations like new trucking regulations, similar to what California did, that will make it impossible to drive anything but an electric truck in the United States by 2035. That's what they're looking at, the regulation they're trying to approve in the next 90 days, so that by 2035, and it doesn't say that, it just sets the emission standards so tight that there's no way to drive a diesel truck. It'll be all electric, which will wipe out our shipping industry, our trucking industry. Remember, they've tried to wipe out the independent contractors. Now they're going after this industry as well. This is one of their targets. Is again, they believe that man controls the thermostat for the planet. They believe that if it warms up 1 or 2 degrees, we'll all die, that we have no power to adapt. Even though our temperature changes 40 and 50 degrees in a single day, if the average temperature changes 1, 2, or 3 degrees, everybody will die. Nothing will survive. This is what they tell our children, and this is why our children are terrified, is because they've been told it's the end of the world if they don't do this, because of man-caused climate change, because of a trace element in the atmosphere. Right now, we're at 0.04% CO2. We've been as low as 0.02%, and we think that the Earth has probably had higher than 0.04 in the past. But to be clear, if the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere goes under 0.02, all the plants will die. And at 0.04%, we're having the best production of crops and trees and greenery that we've seen in the industrial age. We're seeing massive amounts of food being produced so we don't starve, and apparently the left doesn't like that. And when I said in the length of time that we've been on the Earth, I had a close friend ask me why I believe in a young Earth, a 6,000-year-old Earth. And why is that important? And I told him because it's in the Bible, because I believe the Bible. The Bible is the inspired word of God. And if you start breaking up the Bible, if you start saying, well, when God said this, he didn't really mean that, he meant this. When they said this, they didn't really mean that, they meant this. Then pretty soon you can make the Bible be anything you want. But I believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God. The Genesis is the most important part of the Bible, and looking at that, how we were created, why we were created, the fall of man, why they had to send Jesus Christ, why they had to send, why God sacrificed his son for us. And Genesis says that this is how we created the world, and it was in 6 physical days, and on the 7th day they rested. And the more that people are studying evolution or geology from a biblical standpoint, the more they're finding proof that it's absolutely correct. Watch Answers in Genesis. Watch their YouTube videos if you want to see more and more. They're finding that the geology proves we are a young Earth, that a massive worldwide flood is the only explanation for why at the top of mountains you have fossils from fish, for our coal and oil and all of those things. A massive worldwide flood is the only explanation that could do it. They're finding the truth of the Bible again, that the Bible is true. And again, the evolutionists have never found anything that's half a butterfly and half a fish. That those fossils don't exist. There's no species crossover in evolution. And so understand that there are only certain species there, and that they do evolve. Dogs have changed massively in the last 75 or 80 years to all the different breeds, but they didn't turn into cats. And dogs aren't breeding with cats to create a new animal. It hasn't happened. And so why do I believe in a young Earth as a Christian? Because God said it. And I believe it's more plausible that God, the supernatural, amazing Lord of this world, could create something like what we have with the beauty, the color, the rules, the nature, the math, the everything that's there. I believe that's much more plausible than a rock turned into a single-cell organism, and the single-cell organism eventually turned into a sentient being called man. There's not enough time. We also know that the thermodynamic nature of things means that as they get older, they decay, just like our bodies. And so there's just absolutely no proof that as things got older, they got better. As they get older, they get worse. Our lifespans are getting shorter. It used to be 900 years. In Genesis, in pre-biblical times. Now we're lucky to get 70, 80, 90 years and hardly anyone over 100, I believe, in a young Earth. And I think it's important that if you want to hear the good news of God, that you read His Word and you believe His Word and you believe His Word is the truth. So that's where I come from. That's my perspective. And again, people will say, you know, I know some horrible things you've done, Brad. You've treated some people poorly. And yes, I have. And that's the beauty of being a Christian Christ follower, is I am not perfect, but I'm definitely forgiven. And I thank God every day for forgiving me. And I ask the people I've done any harm to forgive me as well. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk. I hope you have a wonderful Easter. And I'll be back again next week and we'll talk more about the world. Real Talk is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00903526. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production.